she can't fence time, and you can't stop. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Strong erratic winds returning to Southern California tonight. Gusts up to 70 miles per hour are expected. Fire crews are still battling major wildfires burning for the past week. Ron McCord fled the Eaton Fire in Altadena, but like many others, lost everything when flames tore through. He asked ABC's Matt Rivers to show him video of the neighborhood and found out his home was gone.
This house has survived 110 years.
12,000 structures were destroyed in the Eaton and Palisades fires. The Biden administration says a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is getting closer as brokered talks progress. Svetlana Dali, indicted by a federal grand jury on a stowaway charge today. The 57-year-old, charged with allegedly sneaking onto a Delta Airlines flight without a ticket in November. She was rearrested in December in Buffalo trying to enter Canada. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. According to a press release from the city of Park Falls, Mayor Tara Turvert is pleased to confirm the rumors about a housing development in the works for Park Falls. The city has successfully secured nearly 20 acres of land off of Tower Road within the city limits for this development, which will be named the Pines at Park Falls. They anticipate the project will begin in May or June of 2025 if all goes according to plan. For almost 30 years, the DNR has been recognizing ethical hunters who honor the outdoor tradition responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Melissa Kay has more.
Established in 1997, the Ethical Hunter Award goes to the nominee showing exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. A 5-person committee reviews the nominations and selects the person deemed most deserving. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for their actions during the 2024 calendar year and can be for any hunting season throughout the state. Written nominations must also contain the name, address, and telephone number of the witness or witnesses. Nominations must be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Allard Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at ManaquaCars.com. Martha Allard Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers' offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. It's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and 5 to 10 below tonight. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and up to 10 above for a high tomorrow. Warmer Wednesday with sun, low 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday. Temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now it's 1 below.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm She's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled hard away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
John Michael Montgomery, that was Sold, also known as the Grundy County Auction, here on 98Q Country with me, Greg Underson, in my final little bit for the day. I'll be here until about 6:30-ish because we've got girls basketball. Butternut at Prentice, right? 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 Yes, Butternut at Prentice. I got it right for the first time. I said I was going to staple a sticky note to my head, and I didn't, but it was worth the gamble. I got to preserve my beautiful face. My beautiful face that I won't show anybody, and that's why I'm in radio. Stay tuned, folks. We've got basketball at 6:30. I'll check in with you with one more community event. Before then, you're listening to WCQM 98Q Country. Here's Homemade from Jake Owen.
Where I grew up getting dressed up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade. My pickup truck must have got to her, windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road, homemade me crave some ice cold, homemade sweet tea only mama knows how to make.
Country.
Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. This yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you and don't do something for me. Whoa. In my life I've been hammered by some heavy blows that never knocked me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me. For me, the way you kiss, the way you cry, the way
smile your lips. And girl, the list goes on and on and on. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you,
nothing.
And don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you, and don't do something for me.
Something
where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see there ain't nothing about you.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that
I'ma take the high road,
maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
When it comes to love,
That's Wynonna with No One Else on Earth. We've gotten local here at 98Q Country, which means we're focusing on events around the Northwoods, helping you plan your week, your weekend, maybe even your month, depending on how far ahead we go. And we're not going further ahead than this Saturday, the day of the annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery, 7 to 5 that day. Wanted to give you early warning that you've got to get your tickets before that day. You can purchase them at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix Rods, Bobbers on the Lake, or Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Registration begins at 7. Tickets must be presented to register a fish. Tickets are $10 a piece. And you can also join if you're not fishing starting at 1 p.m. for raffles, 50-50, and ice cold fun. Check it all out on Facebook under the Butternut Schnur Lake Association for more details. It's all this Saturday, the 18th, 7 to 5, headquartered from Bobbers on the Lake. That's actually it for me today. I've got to get out of here just a little bit early because we've got some girls basketball action. Butternut is taking Prentice on in Prentice. Tip off right here at 6:30. Steve Jetland on the call. 98Q Country is your home of local sports in the Northwoods. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll be back tomorrow. Greg Gunderson from 98Q Country. See you tomorrow at 2.
98Q Country.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and 5 to 10 below tonight, wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and up to 10 above for a high tomorrow. Warmer Wednesday with sun, low 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now it's 1 below.
High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
Hi, welcome to tonight's basketball game, girls varsity basketball game. Tonight, the Prentice Buccaneers host the Butternut Midgets here in Prentice, and we are excited for some basketball tonight. Starting roster for the Butternut girls varsity basketball team, Isabel, Lizzie, Caitlin, Gianna, and Kendra will be the starting lineup for the Butternut Midgets. And for Prentice Buccaneers, the starting lineup is going to be Kayla, number 22, Ashlyn, number 23, Callie, number 20, Abigail, and number 10, Kylie. Now, there's two Kylies on the Prentice Buccaneers, so I'll do my best to differentiate between Kylie Scott and Kylie Orson. Orson is the number 10, the junior, and she will be on the starting roster tonight. And those are our two starting rosters. Basketball is getting ready. They're in their little final huddles, and once the refs get out on the court and blow the whistle, we will have tip-off, and we will have ourselves a game. Okay, welcome. My name is Stephen Jetlin. This is 98Q Country. We are happy to bring sports to you over the radio waves. We love doing this and have a lot of fun doing it. Fans are still coming in. I can see them entering into the gymnasium. It's a cold one out there, and so they're just making their way. Tip-off goes to Butternut to start. And with that, the game is underway, and Caitlin has the ball, kicks it out to the corner to Lizzie, and now they're going to reset back at the top with Isabel. They're just looking right now across the three-point line. They get it to Caitlin underneath. She tries to make a pass underneath the hoop to Kendra Prinsel, who's their center, and the ball gets tipped out of bounds on an attempted steal attempt by Kylie. So Butternut will retain possession of the ball and be under the hoop. Quick pass inside. The three-point shot missed but rebounded by Butternut. They were able to kick the ball back out to Isabel, who took a two-point shot attempt, missed that one, and now Prentice has their first offense with the ball. The ball's being moved around now by Kylie, then over to the corner where Ashlyn is now holding the ball. Pass inside of the lane, back outside for an open three attempt. Good shot attempt, just a little bit to the right, as it looked like Kylie Orson was just a little off. Oh, we have a steal made by number 12, Gianna, carrying it up the court right now. Can't get by the defense. It was a good hustle by Prentice to return defense after giving up the turnover. Isabel gets another shot for a three-pointer, misses it, and we have ourselves a foul. Looks like it's going to be pushing on number... going to be on number three, it looks like. Yep, and Caitlin. There we go. All right. Prentice back with the ball, carrying it up the court. Number 23, Callie Hankinen, has got it. And a quick couple passes over. Gets it to Ashlyn, pack inside. Back to the top of the key. Three-point shot off the rim. Kayla had a good look. It just didn't drop. And now they're just fighting for the ball underneath the hoop. And who comes up with it? A Butternut does. All right. Gianna now has the ball, carrying it up the court. No press defense, so she's able to bring it up to the top. The three-point line to set up her offense, and now they begin to move the ball. All right. Caitlin tries to drive to the hoop. Good defense by Prentice to knock the ball out, but it'll be off of the ball. It was knocked out by Prentice, so it is out of bounds. Butternut still with possession of the ball. They're going to pass inside, get it to number 23. It's just straight up blocked and stolen by Kayla. Good job by her. They got it to Kendra, who they wanted to. She just got absolutely stuffed, and the ball was taken away. Callie Hankinen was able to drive to the hoop, but she missed her shot, and Butternut got the rebound, and Caitlin Babu ends up sprinting on the court, goes for a layup, gets fouled, and now she will have a chance for two free throws. We have 16 minutes left in this first half. 2 minutes have gone by. The score is still 0-0 as both defenses are giving both offenses a difficult time. First free throw, off the front of the rim, low arcing shot. Caitlin Babu, the junior, one of their best shooters on their roster, and there it is. The score is now 0-1 as the second free throw drops, and the scoring drought is broken. Butternut officially in the lead. Okay. Ball being moved around now. They have to, as Butternut has moved into a soft press. And nice little 1-2 pass. Gets it into the lane. Great pass to number 25, Kayla, but she couldn't get the easy shot into the hoop. But Prentice was able to get the offensive rebound, reset their offense, and now they're moving the ball around the corner, back underneath. they just recycled the same exact play to Kayla Gillette. She ends up getting her 2 points back in the same position in the same part of the lane, and she's able to make that one drop. And so with that, it is now 2-1, Buccaneers in the lead. All right, Gianna drives to the hoop, has an open shot. It gets blocked, and now Buccaneers are back in possession of the ball. Moving up the court, Kylie Orson has it, trying to beat the soft press. She does, and now the ball gets taken over to Callie Hankinen, who's met with a tough defender. They try to pass it underneath again. Double team gets it back to Callie, who then takes the two-point attempt, misses it. Defensive rebound made by Gianna. She carries it to the court, pulls it back, gets it to Isabella, back to Gianna for an open three. It's up, and it's just to the right. Rebound made by Kylie Orson. Number 23, Callie just got the pass. Pass it underneath number 25 in that same spot in the middle of the paint, but can't get that one to drop either. Score is still 2-1 with 14:30 left in the first half. The ball gets knocked out of bounds off the Buccaneers' hand, and off of Buccaneers' hand, and Butternut will retain possession of the ball. Isabella gets subbed out. Who subbed in for her? It'd be Ellie, number 14, freshman for the Butternut Midgets. Real quick, they're tying shoes. Need a moment. Yeah, an arm with a funny look on her face as teammate captain is coming up to tie her shoe for her, and we are good. And with that, the whistle's been blown, and they start their offense. Caitlin has it in the corner, pass underneath to their center. Number 23, Kendra, gets it, takes her shot, misses it, but gets her own rebound. Pass inside, it's a blocked pass. They're going to call jump ball, and I'm pretty sure that will go in favor of the Buccaneers. It does. Great effort by Kelly Hakenin to get on top of that and get the ball free, win the jump ball contest. And Buccaneers now in possession, still the lead 2-1 with 14:12 left in the first half. All right, ball getting moved around the court. Kylie Orson has it, gets it to the corner. As Abigail moving it. And Butternut's doing a good job. And it's stolen by number 12. Gianna taking it for a layup, and now they take the lead back. Good job intercepting the pass and taking it to the hoop. Scores 3-2 now. Fast break by the Buccaneers as they pass for a three-point shot. It's missed, and Caitlin gets the rebound. All right, one-on-one, a little bit of iso ball. Brings in the double team, and now they're moving the ball inside. Gets it to Gianna, who loses the ball. She wasn't able to secure it, so it just gets stolen by number 22, Ashland. So now she's getting double teamed. She carries the court. She gets behind it in front of the defenders. Can she dish it back out? She can. Gets it to number 23 for an open three-point shot. It's off the rim. It hits the top of the backboard. It's out of bounds. Kaylee Hagman had a great shot look. Couldn't get it to drop. So it's out of bounds. Butternut ball. 3-2. Butternut favored. 13 minutes and 9 seconds remain in the first half. Okay. Isabel back in for Butternut. Gets the ball inside. It's just straight up stolen by Abigail Schultz. She's doing a great job of pulling that in. And, oh, she got the steal. And then when she was trying to retain, getting the ball, like, repossessed, she ended up pulling off. She ended up doing a double dribble. Good call by the ref. And the Butternut gets the ball back right away. So Butternut had a little bit of a break there, which is a really good steal attempt by Abigail. Just needed to secure that dribble, and she would have had it. All right, Butternut moving the ball around at the top, three-point line, can't get it through. And look at that. Gianna decides to drive right by her defender, and as she went to take her shot, she gets blocked. And Buccaneer blocked, and then they get there. It's not really a rebound because it didn't shoot up, but I guess it goes as a steal, but goes out of bounds then off of a Butternut player, and Prentice will get to pass the ball in and retain possession. Butternut moved to a full court press, and now it's forcing Prentice to play at much higher tempo than I think they want, and they're just moving the ball around, just trying to get an open shot, an open look, long passes, and so far it's been effective as it has kept them from getting comfortable. But despite that, after all the ball movement, number 23, Kaylee gets another shot, a layup, misses, and we have a defensive rebound after a quick pass Gianna Narang gets another layup as she was able to blaze past the defense. The score is now 5-2. Butternut in the lead over the Buccaneers. All right, some quick passing. Three-point shot. Oh, how did that not drop? It went in and out by Kylie Orson, but you know what? Great offensive rebound by Kayla. She was able to get that and then pop it right back in for a nice layup. Pushes the score to 4-5. They're still down by one. The Buccaneers, that is. Butternut now has the ball. Isabel tries to dribble by her defender. The defender does a great job of stripping the ball, and so that steal goes through. And now we have a pass in underneath, and number 14, Luca, gets her first 2 points of the game. Nice job by Kelly, seeing her with good vision. She looked like she was going to drive to the hoop for a layup. Then she does a nice bounce pass underneath, gets it to an open her open teammate, and she makes a nice layup. Oh, all right. Gianna Narang, freshman, who plays like she's a junior. I'm serious. I looked down at the sheet, and I expect to see a 10 or 11 there, and it's a 9. Trying to make a spin pass there to Kendra underneath, and it just was a little wide, went out of bounds, and now it's Buccaneer ball. The Buccaneers are able to draw a foul when they pass the ball inside. A little too aggressive on the steal by the Butternut there. All right. Prentice, quick passing. And as this full court press is really pushing the tempo a little bit faster than the Buccaneers are liking it, and there's another errant pass that gets stolen by Butternut. Caitlin has an open three attempt. It's short. She's been shooting low and short tonight, even on her free throws. And so that's a defensive rebound now made. And Prentice, who are leading 6-5, have a chance to try to push this a little bit higher. We have an open three, in and out again, but another offensive rebound made. Who was that? Number 23, Kelly Hickening, gets an offensive rebound, makes the layup, draws the foul, and she has a chance for an and-one attempt here. The score is now 8-5. Buccaneers in the lead over Butternut. The score is 9-5 now after the free throw made with 10 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. All right. Caitlin carrying the ball forward, almost loses possession, and they're going to call travel. Travel on Caitlin there, and so it moves back into possession of Prentice. Full court press, just moving the ball around. Kylie Orson now has it. She's carrying it up. Gets behind her defender, then to her center, then pass back out for another three attempt. It's a miss. And right now, Abigail Schultz gets the offensive rebound and makes the layup afterwards. Right now, the Buccaneers are dominating the boards. The rebounding has just been spectacular for the Buccaneers. All right. As Caitlin tries to dribble up the court, Kayla for the Buccaneers gets called for a foul. It was a blocking foul, but I think her feet were still moving. Good eye by the ref. So the score is 11-5 with 9 minutes and 58 seconds. Buccaneers in the lead over the Midgets. All right. Butternut has it. Another foul by, looks like, Kylie Orson for the Buccaneers on another pass in. All right. Team fouls is 3-3. So neither team is, you know, they're halfway to the foul trouble here. Long pass inside Isabel. Then over inside. Oh, and it's going to be out of bounds on a Buccaneer player. She tried to, she almost successfully stole it. She just couldn't get it back under control as she went out of bounds. So here we go. Butternut passes inside, gets it to Caitlin in the corner. She tries to dribble by her defender and to keep herself from going out of bounds. That was a great heads up play. She was about to go out of bounds, and so she whizzed a pass to the other team, and it just was so unexpected it bounced off and went out of bounds. So they get to keep possession of the ball, reset. Caitlin gets it, gets by the defender, takes a shot. This time it was like high arcing and wide. The defensive rebound by the Buccaneers is successful, but then it immediately gets stolen by Olivia, but the ball went out of bounds. I'm trying to repossess that. So it's all said and done. It is Buccaneer ball. So Buccaneers have been on the count. They were down initially 2-5. And since then, they have scored 9 points, 9-5. They get underneath the hoop. And number 14, Luka's driving the. She was trying to go from the corner three to get to the hoop to pass. And when she went to go pass it, it slipped out of her hands, went out of bounds. And so now it is back in Butternut control. All right. Substitutions come in. Isabel with the ball. Back to Caitlin for Butternut as they carry up the court. Soft press right now. And Caitlin gets by both the defenders, gets it underneath to Kendra. She's fighting for a jump ball. Refs will rule in favor of... There it is. All right. So Butternut will keep possession of that jump ball. I agree. Looked like Kendra had initial possession. All right. Pass inside. Galen's got it. Then she's able to get it almost inside. Right now, the Buccaneers are doing an incredible job of protecting the paint. The game plan so far, with, 9 minutes, so we're about halfway through the first half, right? The score is still 11-5. Buccaneers have the ball. The Buccaneers have completely shut out Butternut from getting inside the paint for easy points. And likewise, the Buccaneers, they are doing everything in their power to get inside the paint and dominate the offensive boards, which they have done. So it looks like the game plan, both offensively and defensively, has been working out for the Prentice Buccaneers. And Butternut has been the one that's been struggling. And so with that, we have a timeout called. All right. 9 minutes exactly left in the first half. The score is 11-6. Prentice Buccaneers leading over the Butternut Midgets. That foul that just happened was a shooting foul, so the Buccaneers have a chance to push their score up a couple points here to continue to go on this run of points. And Butternut's got to figure it out. And so it's like, okay, I've watched Butternut play a few times, watched Prentice play a few times. Caitlin, Babo, their junior, is a really good shooter. She seems off tonight. I'm not kidding. The first 4 or 5 shots she took were low arcing, short shots. And then the most recent one she had was very high arcing, very far away. So it's one of those things where once she locks in, I feel like if she can lock in, that'll be big for her team because she's getting open looks, not only at the three-point line, but even just like the mid-game shooting. First free throw was successful by Kylie Orson. Score is now 12-5. And second free throw does not go in, but the offensive rebound was made by the Buccaneers. They missed their next layup, excuse me, but Kendra gets the defensive rebound, and now Buccaneers are on the offense. We have half-court violation as a successful full-court press was done by the Prentice Buccaneers. Sorry, I would have cast that as it was happening, but I had a cough there to take care of. All right, great defense by the Buccaneers, who got the ball back now after scoring a point on the free throw. All right, pass underneath the hoop. The layup doesn't go high enough. I don't know if it was a block or it just didn't come off her hand right. And Caitlin for Butternut gets the defensive rebound. That might not be a rebound. That might actually go down as a steal technically because the ball didn't get high enough, I guess, to be considered a shot. Maybe. I'm not the official stat guy right now. Okay. Kaylin's got the ball. Isabel gets it back. They're moving it. Just across the three-point line. Now we have a drive inside the paint for a little short shot attempted by Gianna, who gets her own rebound, tries to go for a layup, can't get it. We have another offensive rebound made by Isabel. Gets it to Kendra, who then turns to try to dish it back out to Gianna in the center of the paint. Can't do it. It gets intercepted by a Buccaneer player. And now Kylie's trying to get past this full-court press. She does, and get it to number 22, passes it inside to number 23, back to number 10 for a layup. Little pass, pass, pass. Kylie Orson for 2 more points. It's 14-5. And that is now a 12-0 run that we are at after Butternut started 5-2. The score is now 14-5. Isabel gets the pass for a 3. It's just a tad short. Offensive rebound made by Virginia. Gets it to Isabel, and it's stolen, and now a foul. I think that was a good foul. I think Isabel fouling that. I know it's a foul in Butternut, but it was number 23. I think it was Callie Hakenin was going to be wide open for a pass if that ball went through. So, it stinks that you had to foul, but that's one of those where it's kind of like, you know, smart foul. Basketball's weird. Smart foul. All right, 7:26 remain. Full court press. Kylie, get by in it. Passing over to number 23. Callie's got it. Drives inside. 1-2 step. Layup, and it just wouldn't roll in. Caitlin's got it. Passes the ball over to number 2, Lizzie, who's now in. Caitlin gets it over to Kiana, the, underneath to Kendra, who goes for a 2-point shot. She gets the layup and draws the foul. And Kendra gets her first 2 points and ends the drought. That 12-0 run is now a 12-2 run. Still not super good when you say it in a vacuum, but just getting points on the board can sometimes break that spell. And with that, nice free throw attempt. 3 points now for Kendra, the center for the Butternut Midgets. The score is 14-8 with 7 minutes left in the first half. All right. Kelly Hakenin moving the ball. I was wondering if that was a travel. Basically, she was just good defense, right? And when she tried to swing on her pivot foot, it looked like her pivot foot moved, and the ref confirmed that absolutely it did. So that is a travel. And back in Butternut ball. All right. As Caitlin, I didn't expect her to drive to the hoop like she did, but she drew a foul as she did it. However, the foul happened before the shooting motion started. So instead of it being a shooting foul, it's just a foul. All right. With that, we are now at 6 fouls for the home team, Prentice Buccaneers, and 5 fouls for Butternut. So every foul going forward that the Buccaneers commit will be a free throw. Kendra gets the ball right away on a nice pass in, takes a shot, misses the shot, and now Buccaneers have the ball. Kylie Orson carrying up the court, trying to get by her defender. She lowers her shoulder and runs into a player. They're going to call a foul on Caitlin. And so that now brings Caitlin for a Butternut, excuse me. So now it's 6 fouls, 6 fouls. So teams are going to have to be extremely careful. There's still 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in this first half. And both teams could easily come back or extend the lead with free throws from their fouls. All right. In the corner, number 22 had the ball, Ashlyn. There was a whistle. I'm not sure what it was. But now it's in possession of the Butternut. I actually have no idea why that changed possession. All right. Caitlin's got the ball, carrying up past half court, gets by one defender, gets by two, tries to pass it inside to Kendra. She does. One dribble, takes the shot, draws a foul. That'll be a shooting foul, so she'll have 2 chances here. Kendra made the first free throw. If she can make these next two, they were kind of falling behind, but when you get 5 points back like that, boom, 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 you know, you can make it look a lot more surmountable. First free throw misses, so the score will remain 14-8, Prentice lead. But Kendra's still got her second free throw right here. Let's see if it drops. It's up and off the back of the rim. Rebound made by the defense. All right. Buccaneers now with the ball. Kylie Orson carrying up the court. Can't get by her defender, but she's able to get past the half court. Gets in the corner. We have a fake shot attempt and just a straight-up steal by Kiana, who is now carrying up the court quickly. 6 minutes just happened on the clock. Kiana Narring does a nice little spin move to get by her defender. Passes it to Caitlin in the corner. She had a chance for three. She decided not to take it, but she dishes it underneath to Kendra, who misses it. Gianna gets the offensive rebound. Then she goes for a layup. She misses it. And the ball is going to be in possession of the Buccaneers now as they successfully get the defensive rebound there. Carrying up the court quickly, Abigail is, and dishes it back over to Kylie Orson. She's going back left, right, left, right. Gets the ball kicked out to Ashland. And it's straight up stolen by Caitlin, who has an easy layup, 1-2, and then she misses it. She was running home free. She's got a thick next play, though. She got a successful steal off a pass and was able to roam free for that layup, and she just didn't put enough juice on it to get it high enough. That's killer. That was 3 points missing. Prentice tried to speed up the tempo themselves, and so when they got the ball back in their court, they tried to pass it left. It went over the head of their own player, out of bounds, back in Butternut ball. Wow, that was a lot of things that happened very fast, faster than I could talk, but I officially caught up. Scores 14-8. Prentice still in the lead. 5 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first half. Long pass by Guiana to Isabel, who's getting swarmed by defenders, dribbling by. Good move by her. Pass back to number two. Takes a quick shot. It's just short. And Kendra gets the offensive rebound. Lizzie Pritzel was the one who took the three-point shot, and it just missed. Kendra got the offensive rebound. And then the steal attempt knocked the ball out of bounds. Butternut retains possession of the ball. Okay. Ball, quick pass, pass. Lizzie goes for three, misses it. Guiana gets the offensive rebound. I have no idea how she came up with that ball. Kaylin gets the dish out. Back to Isabel. Back to Kaylin, who takes the three. This one looks good. Oh, it just didn't drop. That one, that looked much more like her usual shooting arc by Kaylin Babel. That, like, was the release was good. The timing was good. That one just felt like a regular miss compared to the other ones. So, all right. Butternut. Looking to pass the ball in. Long pass out to Kendra. The center takes a three, misses it. Guiana gets the offensive rebound, takes one dribble, takes the next layup, draws the foul, and now she has a chance to shoot for two. Mind the score, still 14-8. Both defenses have really played really well tonight. As they, I like that the refs are letting them play physical. And the first free throw drops by Guiana. 14-9 with 4 minutes and 29 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw is up and in. All right. Guiana now with 6 points in the first half. She's the leading scorer on both teams. Scores 14-10 now. Buccaneers with the ball and the lead. All right. Ball pass in underneath. It is stolen. It was knocked by by Guiana, but then Isabel got the possession. Number three, Caitlin, was able to wiggle through all the defenders and take a layup shot, but she misses it. Defensive rebound made by Callie Hankinen. She's now kept the court. Looks like the 1v1 goes right past the defender. Nice layup made by Callie, and now the score is 16-10. All right. Four. All right. Nice. Number 12. Guiana gets the ball in the next one. She now has 8 points for the night. It is 16-12. All right. 23. Callie goes back inside, gets a block. And that was a great defense by Butternut. All right. Butternut getting ready to pass the ball inside. Ball went out of bounds from Apprentice player. Apprentice still in the lead, 16-12 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. The game was a steal by Callie Hakenin, who wants more points. She gets more points. All right, 18-12. She just gets another steal on an inbound. She's trying to get more. And if the whistle had come, she would have got even more. But there's a foul, so she will have a chance to get those free throws. Wow. I looked down to write down that she got another score, and I looked back up. She has the ball back again. That was great effort by Cal Hakenin. Second, there is a free throw. There it is. Great job by her. Second free throw. The score is now 19-12. Buccaneers see if they can get one more. It's up, and it's in. And just like that, Callie's total point is now up to 8, 20-12. Butternut passes it, gets it to Guiana, who's not going to drive to the hoop. It just gets straight up stolen by Callie from behind. Great defense. And then Guiana steals it right back. And then, oh my, then Callie steals it right back. Gets it to number 22, Ashland, and then passes it back to 23, Callie, who now they're just moving the ball. Kylie Orson has it, carrying up the court. Man, just steal, steal, steal. And that is Callie. She takes the three-point attempt. It's missed. It's going to be out of bounds by the Buccaneers. Wow. All right, with that, we have 2 minutes and 38 seconds left in this first half. Timeout was just called by the Buccaneers. We're going to take a quick ad break, and when we come back, we'll have the rest of this half. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items too when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country as we will have the more girls varsity basketball for you. The Prentice Buccaneers are hosting the Butternut Midgets. The Buccaneers lead 20-12 with 2 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first half. Butternut is down by 8. They have the ball. Let's see if they can make this lead not look so big. Yana's now got it. Passes across the court. Somehow ends up getting it in possession of her teammate. Isabel takes a long 2 attempt. It's going to be in possession of Gianna, and they're saying as she got the ball onto the hoop, her foot was out of bounds, and so it'll be back in possession of the Buccaneers with 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Full court press by Butternut. Cal Hagenin's able to play by that pretty easily, so now they reset back on the regular defense. Callie at the top, kind of near the center of the court, is kind of pointing and directing where she wants her offense to go and what it wants to look. Here we go, play started. She tries to drive by the screen, can't do it, passes inside to her center. 1-2, dribbles, takes the layup, misses. Kaylin had a shot, but that would have been tough. Kaylin gets the rebound and now is carrying it up the court. Gets by the defender, meets another one, double team in the corner. Can she get to a defender? She can. That's the second time Kaylin has done a really important heads-up play. As she's falling, about to go out of bounds, she passes it into the defender's knee, goes out of bounds. So pass inside. 1-2, Lizzie with the 3. Lizzie misses it. And the ball, after all is said and done, ekes out, gets to a Buccaneer player, and Kayla misses her shot, and Kayla Hakenin gets the ball and kind of throws up a layup as she's flying by the hoop on the rebound, gets it. It's now 22-12. But on the ball. Pass. Kendra's got it. Then back to Kaylin. Takes the 3. It's short. And Gianna gets the ball. Takes her offensive rebound attempt into a layup. Misses. And number 22, Ashlyn, gets the steal. Now long pass to Kayla. She's looking underneath. Gets it to number 20. Nice layup attempt. And Abigail now has 2 more points, bringing her to a total of 4. All right. They have come alive. There's 1 minute left in this first half. The score is 24-12. And Butternut is kind of reeling by Prentice's ability to steal the ball. They just did it again. And now Callie's carrying it up the court. It's going to be a 1-2 drill. She goes for the layup herself, and she makes it. I can already tell you who's going to be the first half MVP right now. There's still 40 seconds left to go. 26-12. It's Callie Hakenin makes another layup. All right, Butternut moving quick. Gianna's got it underneath the Kendra. Tries to make a layup attempt. Can't do it as she tries to save the ball from going out because it got blocked. She couldn't save it. It went out of bounds. Buccaneers ball. All right, 32 seconds left. I imagine the Buccaneers are going to get this ball to their side of the court and try to hold it to keep another possession from happening. Callie has the ball.